Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio? Hope you're doing great. The Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio, where we're going to talk with Rick Bucher about the NBA draft, mostly the NBA draft helping reshape what happens with Kyle Lowry, what happens with Ben Simmons, what happens with Bradley Beal, with Russell Westbrook. A lot to get to. Let me quickly play for you. This was Brian Gutekunst, who's the GM of the Packers, who it was described as he has a professional relationship with Aaron Rodgers. This is Brian Gutekunst earlier today.
It's no different than it's always been. You know, like the input from him. And again, he's unique in the fact of what he's done for the certain. This every player is not going to have that kind of input, right? I mean, it's going to be Aaron. But he's always had it. I think it's how we incorporate it. And at the end of the day, it's really no different than some of the other people in our organization that have opinions about what we're going to do. At the end of the day, I'm going to take that in, and then I'll make the decision, and we'll move forward.
Yeah, so, look, I thought this was interesting. He said that Aaron always had input from the team. They've always taken his input. This is Brian Gutekunst on the Randall Cobb trade.
You guys made the decision after the 18th season not to bring him back in free agency. Is he really just here to make Aaron happy? Is that primarily the...
I think that's a big part of it. I think it's a big, you know, obviously without Aaron, I don't think we would probably be pursuing that. Randall's still a really good player. And seeing him last night just kind of reminded me of, you know, what an impact he'll have in our locker room. For our football team, but you know this was a very important thing for Aaron, and that's why we did it.
That's really interesting, right? The way in which it's really important for Aaron, and that's why we did it. You know, and I like that he didn't go into the nuance of what really happened when Randall Cobb left, and. He's like, look, it was really important to him. We went and did it. And when I saw him, we remembered, you know, brought back all the good kind of feels and memories. I thought Gutekunst, who obviously wasn't completely forthcoming, whereas Aaron Rodgers, that's what we want from an athlete for the most part, is we want complete and utter honesty. That is honestly how he sees the world. Contradict himself some? Of course he did. Of course, that's the problem with where he stands, is that he's going to contradict himself some. But at least he gave us, this is inside his brain. And our brain sometimes, unbeknownst to ourselves, even when you're brilliant guys like Aaron Rodgers, will contradict ourselves. Brian Gutekunst was the, oh, gee, shucks, you know, he was kind of like the classic press conference. Hey, we always take his insight. And we went and got Randall Cobb because he said it was important to him. We want to make him happy. He also said that this was interesting. He also said that he never looked at Aaron Rodgers as a lame duck.
Aaron Rodgers said yesterday he didn't want to be a lame duck quarterback. How do you or did you assure Aaron that he won't be this season?
Yeah, that's a hard one for me because I've never looked at it like that. Obviously, at the moment, he's got 3 years left on his contract, so we certainly don't look at it as a lame duck. We may alter that, but even at that stage, it's not going to be a one-year contract. So never looked at it like that. As you guys know, in this business, everything's year to year, but I've never looked at it as a lame duck situation with any player.
Yeah, and that part is, it's real, and it's the Packers' stance. Is it honest? It's like, you ever watch those, you ever watch a political debate and they bring in a guy who's like, was he telling the truth? Was he not telling the truth? What is that called, Ramos? Byer, do you guys know? What is that? There's a guy like CNN and Fox News. CNN always has one where they're like, it's like the truthometer guy. and they go through statements that people made during the debate, and they try and see, you know, how many of them, what was it true, was it not true?
Like a fact checker or something like that?
Yes, fact checker. A fact checker. Like if I was to fact check this, I would say mostly true, right? Yes, Aaron Rodgers technically is under contract for 2 years. He said they might go back and which means they have not, to this point, lopped off that last year, as was previously reported. He said we might go do that, but it wouldn't be a one-year deal. In other words, they're likely to do what they said they were going to do and probably get some cap room back. But he also said this is a year-to-year business. I think part of it is also that we have to realize that if Brian Gutekunst is to give Aaron Rodgers a long-term extension, they are going to admit that Jordan Love isn't good enough, or they got to move Jordan Love. So, look, I thought it was mostly true what he said. I did think some of the things were interesting. He kind of had there's a kind of quiet confidence, which I understand, which was like, he was coming back anyway. We weren't trading him, and we acquiesced to one desire for a player in order to make sure we got him here relatively on time. But like, what do you guys want me to do? He has a 3-year contract. We're gonna pay him every penny as long as we have him. Yes, we can get out of it at the end of this year, and we may use Jordan Love, but let's just see how this year plays out. That was generally what I learned from it. Okay, Beyer, you liked Rodgers yesterday. What'd you think of Gutekunst today?
I was really critical of Aaron Rodgers in the offseason and leading up to this, and I don't know if like is the right word, but I could understand his point of view a little bit better. I think that was the what I came away with from yesterday, and I'm actually just really not surprised with Brian Gutekunst and how he handled today. The flat out, as you said, the flat out saying we only did this deal for Randall Cobb, for Aaron Rodgers, I thought was very candid, just as candid as Aaron Rodgers was yesterday. So I liked at least how they're like on the same path, but they're on different highways, if that makes any yeah. sense. There may not be a relationship that doesn't seem to be a great relationship there, but they're both speaking the truth and they're saying this is what it is. And it is what it is, but I like it better than coach speak, I'll tell you that much.
I do too. Okay, here's the big question. Do you think this relationship can last beyond this year?
I think it's going to be difficult because I still think that Brian Gutekunst and the Packers have their vision for what is, how the franchise wants to go. And I think at some point that they also will just want to move on. Get something for Aaron Rodgers at the end of this year. It's one of the reasons, Doug, and that I thought that Green Bay should have traded him, because I just didn't think that his value would be any higher than it is coming off of an MVP season for a guy that's going to be 38 years old in December.
True, but I also think they think they're that the team. Oh,
I understand. Yeah, I understand all that, but it's just of how long do you want to? You know, it's It's not worth it if you win a Super Bowl this year. Obviously, if you're in it, you're going to try to win it. But I just didn't think that the long-term effects of this in a lot of ways were good for the Green Bay side of things.
Right, which is interesting. I think what happens with Randall Cobb is going to be fascinating as well. Right, like they drafted another Randall Cobb. Like that's what they did. Like they're like in many ways, this is where you're like they're on the same path, just different highways or whatever. Which is they both realized they needed a really talented slot wide receiver that was missing. So they went out and got the kid from Clemson. And Aaron Rodgers is like, yeah, I want Randall Cobb because he's a slot wide receiver. He's sure. Super smart, right? And so now they have a little bit of redundancy, although you can play them together. It doesn't really matter. But the point is how Randall Cobb plays like determines who wins, right? Determines who wins because Randall Cobb is a little over the hill and injury prone and a little overpriced, whereas the kid from Clemson, who's also named Rodgers, is probably a little bit inexperienced, right, and underpaid, and a little bit green, and hasn't seen everything. And how does he play when it actually matters? I think that's going to be a fascinating look, and it kind of helps with the whoever wins the argument, right? Like Randall Cobb may get a lot of balls early in the year, and he may age out or tire out. Or maybe it's Rodgers that gets a lot of balls early in the year, and then kind of like Tom Brady, late in the year, you go with the guys you can depend on. Like Gronk and like Antonio Brown.
It was a magnificent point because when you look at that Super Bowl box score, you know, you can look at the stats of what Antonio Brown did in 2020 or what Rob Gronkowski did in 2020, but all you needed to know was what happened in Super Bowl 55. When you see how Gronk was used, when you see how Antonio Brown was used, when you saw the limited nature that Mike Evans had, that was – it was a very, very great point. Now, if Green Bay, you know, reaches the Super Bowl 56 and Randall Cobb has 8 catches for 82 yards and a touchdown in the Super Bowl, then it was worth it. But, yeah, to your point, it's his production is going to show who wins or loses. I am on board with that. Maybe the better analogy, I should have said, they're driving on the same road but in separate cars. Maybe that could be. And then they could just veer off. One could go one way.
Yeah, one go one way, one go the other.
Yeah.
Do you do that when you go somewhere? Do you ever ride with somebody else secret? Like, hey, I'll pick you up. Like, no, I'm coming from a different direction because you want to be able to leave when you want to leave.
Sure.
Do they call it an Italian exit? Is that what it's called? Where you just kind of duck out the back when nobody's looking?
I don't know.
That's an Irish goodbye?
Well, that's Lee Delap, our expert.
Lee, is it called an Irish goodbye?
Yes, that is an Irish goodbye.
Why is it an Irish goodbye?
I have no idea, but I think it has something to do with, ducking out of the bar or something like that. I don't know.
Hold on. Irish goodbye, a slang phrase rumored to originate in the Northeast. A person ducking out of a party, social gathering, or a very bad date without bidding farewell. Right? You just kind of ghosting somebody, just deuces. That's my jam, is I don't like the everybody knowing when I'm leaving or when I arrived. If there's a back door, I'll circle through. I won't say goodbye on my way out. I'll just make sure I mingle with everybody. So I made an appearance and then deuces. Deuces. Now, a French exit is leaving a dinner or a ball without saying goodbye to the host or hostesses. That's just rude. An Irish goodbye, you don't say goodbye to anybody. So the opposite of an Irish goodbye is an Indian exit. Yes. Go ahead.
I was told that you're supposed to say hi to everybody when you come in to some place, but then when you leave, you don't have to say goodbye. That's someone told that to me. Like, as long as you state your presence, like, hi, good to see you. But when you're ready to go, you don't have to go around to everybody again and say goodbye. Cause it's just, I heard someone say that. So I don't know if you've heard that before, if that's just something totally off the mark. I don't know, but that's what I've heard.
There's also a Dutch leave, too. That's the same type of thing. Irish, French, Dutch, they're all considered rude, right? And that's where the Indian exit is. You say goodbye to everybody. I've had basketball teams where you had to look people in the eye and shake their hand every morning. That's a lot of people do that in basketball where you have to say good morning. But you don't. So your thing is you were told you have to say hello but never have to say goodbye because you don't want to say goodbye?
No, not because I don't want to say goodbye. It's just they figure once you've said hello to everybody, you don't have to go around again when you leave and say goodbye. Like you've already, that's kind of
but
a given.
But are you supposed to get to the door and turn around and go, bye, everybody?
I have done that. I've had walked away and just kind of waved to the crowd. Like, all right, see you guys later. And then we just kept moving. So, yeah. That is funny, though.
We have news from Shams Charania. Do we want to go to Beyer for breaking news, or do you want to just discuss it?
I had a couple of things.
Go ahead, go.
In the NBA,
much more interesting
with the draft tonight. It started out. I'll get to the big one. It started out with Woj saying that Montrezl Harrell opting into his contract, which would allow the Lakers and Kings to do a deal that would have Harrell and Kuzma going to Sacramento for Buddy Hield. Landry Shamet is going to be dealt by Brooklyn to Phoenix for the 29th pick tonight. And now, as you said, Shams of The Athletic reporting that the Lakers and Wizards are engaged on a trade that would send Russell Westbrook to the Lakers.
So what would they send to the Wizards?
I'm not sure.
What do they have left? I mean, it's got to be Dennis Schroeder.
Does not
say. On a sign and trade, but I don't know if Dennis Schroeder ends up in Washington or they trade him and then they trade him somewhere else.
Yeah, this is all that Shams has right now.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm kind of going through my mental Rolodex. Like, what else do they have to trade? What else do they have to trade? Okay, so it would appear as though the Lakers' plan would be Anthony Davis. They want to start him at the five, I'm told. LeBron, Russell Westbrook, Buddy Hield, and Caruso? Or maybe they sign somebody mid-level exception. I'm trying to think who else they have on their roster. Won't be Matthews, the starter. We won't have Kuz anymore. Who am I missing? They won't have KCP.
THT?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I think he'd be part of the trades. He's getting traded. Like, he's literally the only two things they have of value.
Okay.
Right?
Well, this is interesting.
Okay.
Because just as Shams tweeted this out, the Woj report had Hield for Kuzma and Harrell. Not saying it was done, but those would be the parameters. Shams saying that the Wizards-Lakers deal would be Kuzma, Harrell, and KCP for Westbrook, with the Lakers draft pick tonight, number 22 overall, also.
Wait, one more time. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Yeah, that's all right. Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, KCP for Westbrook with the 22nd pick in tonight's draft also, which is owned by the Lakers, possibly going to Washington as well.
Okay, so they wouldn't be trading for Buddy Hield.
Correct. That's what Shams is saying. Now, Woj reported that Harrell's opt-in would have allowed the Lakers to ship Kuzma and Harrell to the Kings for Buddy Hield.
Huh. Okay. Well, I like the Buddy Hield better than I like Russell Westbrook. Even if I love Russell Westbrook's competitiveness, they need shooting badly, and Buddy gives that to you.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we're all in consensus
here. Yeah.
What kind of show is
that? And we all like the Irish exit. Do you like the Byer? Do you like the Irish exit?
Sure.
Are you a say goodbye guy? Say goodbye to everybody.
I would feel guilty just leaving. I would have to say goodbye.
I feel a little bit of guilt, but then I get a drive away, and I'm like, that saved me 10 minutes and
couple
goodbyes.
There's that great rush of once the goodbye is said and you're walking out the door, knowing that you're in the clear. Like at a wedding, when you're waiting for the bride and groom and they're making their way around and you have to wait for them to stop talking for 5 or 10 minutes, it's better to just leave instead of like sitting there and just standing awkwardly listening at a conversation you don't care about.
I left you money. Isn't that enough? Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes, Ramos.
Sometimes isn't it better, and I agree with you, by the way, that Buddy Hield, sometimes is it better to get like a player you actually need than just like a splash name that people just want to show up? Like, I think that's what the Lakers think. Like, if we get Russell Westbrook, that's like the star and everybody's going to come and watch. Okay. I'm agreeing with you.
Like,
but
they have LeBron and Anthony Davis,
yeah,
and they're the Lakers.
But
no one's been in the building for a year and a half. People are going to show up. They're trying to put together a championship roster, and it's not easy because Anthony Davis and LeBron James make a lot of money, and they don't have a lot of assets because they used almost all those assets to land them Anthony Davis, right?
Yeah, so, I agree with you about Buddy Hield. I think that's a better trade. So I don't know why they need Westbrook. Yeah, better fit. Whatever.
Well, they need a point guard. Not that Westbrook's the true, but they do need a point guard on some level. They need. I mean, look, you want to try and win a championship. I mean, Russell Westbrook has been a better player throughout his career than Buddy Hield has been. Buddy Hield is about potential and upside, but as good as Buddy Hield is, it wasn't like Sacramento won anything this year, and they got some talent, right? So I would guess that they're going to take the defense and competitiveness of Westbrook and playing him off the ball where he's a slasher, and that worked a good amount this year, as opposed to playing with LeBron. I don't know how that looks with LeBron. That you're going to have to get more shooting around those guys if you're going to put those two together. All right, we got a lot to get to. Rick Bucher is going to join us. We'll ask him what he's hearing about this trade market. Upcoming next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's welcome in Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1. He and I have worked together covering NBA drafts in the past. And I think, you tell me if I'm wrong, but...
Yeah.
Especially this year, because it's such a weird offseason with the season ending later,
yeah,
no summer league yet, whatever. As much as it's about Cade Cunningham, and there's some pretty good players at the top of this draft, tonight is really about some of this player movement, and the draft picks just kind of get included and shoehorned in, right? Is that fair?
Yeah, no, I think it is. I think it's also, look, we have a solid crew of players at the top of the draft without question, but are there any that are going to immediately change the landscape of the NBA? I don't see that happening, right?
Yeah.
So it's really a matter of what else are we going to see? Where is Kyle Lowry going to land? Where does Ben Simmons end up? Do the Lakers add another piece? I think those and how they may, the moves that may be made in conjunction with tonight's draft, to me, that's probably the most interesting. So, and most impactful in terms of what's going to happen tonight.
All right, so it looks like the Lakers are doing the war on two fronts deal, right? They're going to, like, let's try and get Buddy Hield, or let's try and get Russell Westbrook. Let's see if we can get a better deal, which I actually think is smart business because, you know, in the past, they've overpaid for some things because they've locked in on one guy and one player.
Yeah.
And, and you know, once New Orleans knew, like, hey, we got to get Anthony Davis, like, you asked for everything.
Right.
Isn't Buddy Hield a better fit?
I would say without question he is, and there still remains the question. So what I've been told is that Russell Westbrook is happy to stay in D.C. if Bradley Beal is staying there. If Bradley Beal asks out, and I haven't been given, I know it's been rumored out there that he's going to, which is probably one of the weirder things that I've seen happen recently, that Damian Lillard is at some point going to ask out, and Bradley Beal at some point is going to ask out. And it's like, when do we get to this place where, you know what, I think next week this is going to, you know, this could happen, as opposed to it is happening or this guy has decided that he's going to ask out. And so I know this about Bradley Beal, that his personality, asking to be traded is a really difficult thing for him to do, to get to that point to ask out. And he may not get there. To this point, I've heard that he hasn't come to the conclusion that he needs to ask out. And if anybody's thinking, why is that the personality of a guy would be difficult to ask something? We went through this with Dwight Howard in Orlando. It was the flip-flop of I want to go, no, I want to stay. And so it complicates things ultimately in terms of how they get done. But I don't know that Russell Westbrook is going to be an option for the Lakers unless Bradley Beal asks out. And to this point, I haven't heard that. But to your point at the very beginning, Buddy Hield for me makes a ton of sense, because all the names that we keep hearing with the Lakers are Russell Westbrook and Chris Paul and DeMar DeRozan, all guys in their 30s, mid to late 30s. And the Lakers were the oldest team in the league. And we're talking about Talen Horton Tucker and Kyle Kuzma, the two youngest players in their rotation, potentially being the pieces that go out. I don't see how those older veteran players make more sense for where the Lakers are collectively.
How do they move Schroeder?
It's a great question, because the thought was, and what I had heard was Dennis Schroeder in a sign and trade to Washington for Russell Westbrook. And so, you know, if something changes with Bradley Beal, then that's still the potential. But I have not heard anybody to this point who is eager to get Dennis Schroeder for what he wants, and with the prerequisite that he wants to be a starting point guard in this league, and he wants to be paid like a starting point guard in this league. And there's plenty of people looking at how things went in Atlanta. And I can tell you that, you know, Chicago, who you would presumably think might be interested in a point guard, and Billy Donovan, having had an experience with him in Oklahoma City, that could be a landing place. There's no interest in trying to make something happen there. So that's the difficulty right now, is they got to get something back for him. And I don't know that there's a landing place right now that's so eager to get him that they're willing to do a sign and trade.
Rick Bucher joining us, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Some weird stuff with Kyrie Irving, which has kind of gone under the radar, I think, nationally. First, his new shoe came out, and he went on social media and said he had nothing to do with the design of the shoes, and they released it anyway, which I've never seen anyone do that with their signature shoes, ever.
Yeah.
And then he fired Roc Nation today. This is the second agent he's had, I think, in 2 years. Mm-hmm. What's going on with Kyrie Irving?
How many times, Doug, how many times have we asked that question over the last 3-4 years?
I understand, like, he's completely unpredictable, okay? But, what does it mean in the grand scheme of things? Because you really never know.
Well, I mean, it's not good for the Brooklyn Nets, because I'm sure you also saw the Instagram post by Kevin Durant responding to somebody posting about that Kyrie Irving needs better players around him. And Kevin Durant posted a photo of Kyrie Irving. It looked like he was sleeping in an abandoned apartment by
himself. Is that really Kyrie Irving?
In the corner. I'm assuming it was Kyrie Irving, or it was supposed to be Kyrie Irving based on KD's post, but it obviously we're inferring from all of these things, which really puts double jeopardy. And this bothers me about players, because they put out stuff that's cryptic and we're left to interpret them. And then depending on how you interpret it, they will come back and be incensed that you misinterpreted their cryptic post. So I'm taking it that KD is looking at the idea that Kyrie needs better players around him, and KD suggesting Kyrie basically doesn't like anybody around him, and that may be the heart of the issue.
My take on it was just messing with Kyrie. Was that's what it looks like when you're all by yourself. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe, but when you put stuff out on social media like that, you're begging for it to, one, be misconstrued, and two, for it to become bigger than maybe you thought was simply a joke. But the fact that Kyrie is leaving Roc Nation, which is also KD's representation, I got to read that some kind of a way. I mean, those guys plotted together, along with Roc Nation, to go to Brooklyn. And the fact that one of them is now jumping off at least part of the ship does not suggest to me that everything is the same as it's been.
Yeah. By the way, least surprising guy to jump off that ship is Kyrie Irving, right? Like no one in the NBA is like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost as if Kyrie overall as a player, as a celebrity, as a human being, goes out of his way to confuse people and to make things complicated. Because at the same time, he's trashing a business partner, and a business partner who's putting out a signature shoe on his behalf, which is just untold millions of dollars that you can't tell me that's not going to damage the business relationship between Kyrie and Nike. And at the same time, he's doing, good over in Pakistan and advertising, making sure that gets out there. And so I just, Kyrie, what are you trying to tell us? Like, who are you? But doing good in Pakistan and then doing wrong by a business partner here, I don't know what the overall message is that I'm supposed to take from that, other than I don't know what to make of Kyrie Irving. And that's a really unsettling place for anybody to be. If somebody wants you to know who they are and trust them and follow their word and believe in them and support their causes, you want to feel comfortable about them, right? You want to feel comfortable, like you know who it is that I'm standing up for or standing by. And Kyrie gives no attempt to give us that sort of comfort.
Rick Bucher joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Last thing. There's usually a surprise guy who's moved on draft night, right? There's a surprise.
Yeah.
And all of the names, like the Brad Beal thing is interesting. The Russell Westbrook is interesting. The Buddy Hield. Of course, we're keeping our eye on Damian Lillard. But give me a name that would surprise people that could be in play tonight.
Well, I'm just wondering about the talk about, say, Gildas Alexander in Oklahoma City. It makes all the sense in the world that you would, by all indications, you would build around Shea from what I've seen. But for where Oklahoma City is and what they have in this draft and their ability to hit a reset, if they're questioning whether he can be that guy, then this would be the time to make that move. Now, I have not heard. I've only seen the rumors, as I'm sure you have, right, about them potentially looking to move him. And it was to move up to get the number one pick. But if you're willing to do that, then you're willing to look at some other things. And if there was ever a time for Oklahoma City to hit the reset button, this is the time to do it. Again, I am going to underscore, I have not been told by anybody in Oklahoma City that rumor was legit. But I just, for where Oklahoma City is and the fact that there hasn't been any attempt to come out and completely squash it, just makes me wonder whether he is potentially in play.
Awesome stuff. Buke, enjoy the draft. We'll talk soon.
You got it, Doug.
That's the one and only Rick Bucher, who I truly enjoy his friendship and having him on. He's awesome. Speaking of friendship and enjoying having him, Dan Beyer will join us with the press, and we'll make fun of Ramos. That's just the way it goes. It's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Big names on the move. Let's find out who, what, where, when, how. Here's the press.
The press.
Dan Beyer, what do you got?
Doug, we knew it was going to be crazy with the NBA draft tonight. We seem to know what's going to happen with the first couple of picks there, but what is happening everywhere? Who knows? The Lakers reportedly close to acquiring Wizards guard Russell Westbrook. Now, this deal won't become official until August 6th, but here are the parameters. The Lakers would send Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and the 22nd overall pick in tonight's draft to Washington in exchange for Westbrook. The Athletic, the first to report that trade.
I'm not sure I understand it from the Lakers' perspective. I like Russell Westbrook, the competitor. I love that he's from L.A., but he's had four knee surgeries. I don't know. I mean, he's going to have to be a cutter. And they've always I guess the idea is that the lane will be open because Anthony Davis will be out wide, but God, I don't love it.
Here's why I like it from the LeBron perspective. It gives fans someone else to complain about if things go wrong. So it won't be on LeBron's shoulders. They'll just put it all on Westbrook.
That's pretty cool.
It's a very fair point.
in another deal that was done, Landry Shamet goes from Brooklyn to Phoenix for Javon Carter and the 29th overall pick in tonight's draft.
Hasta la vista.
How many teams is Landry
Shamet? Again, he's a wanted guy, but he's bounced around. It's
right.
No, it's a real question.
Sixers. Sixers, Clippers. I know. Then okay. Brooklyn. Now Phoenix.
But he's only been in the league like 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I would type it, but it's too loud. I have a loud keyboard next to me to confirm if it was 4, 6,
Landry, 7, Shamet. 8.
But, I mean, again, part of it is teams per year.
9.
Thank you.
10.
Yeah.
It's 4.
So he's officially been on. He's played games for 3 NBA teams. This is his 4th. I just want to make sure there wasn't a one of those – He was with a team for a day. Type of deal.
Okay.
How about
those three teams?
How about this trade that we talked about earlier? Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports and The Athletic reported that the Padres are close to acquiring Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer. Now Rosenthal says this is what's going on. The sides have agreed to the players in the deal. Scherzer's got his no-trade clause that obviously he can veto if there is a deal met. Other teams are trying to better the Padres' offer, but you also have to figure out if Scherzer would, you know, waive his no-trade clause if it was from one of those other teams.
Liar! That's a lie.
That's a lie.
This story from Major League Baseball, the Board of Directors of the Baseball Hall of Fame rejected Curt Schilling's request to be removed from next year's Hall of Fame ballot. Remember, Schilling didn't want to be on it.
You're not going to get in, and you're not going to get in the old-fashioned way. We're not going to vote you in. Okay. I'm not going to get in, so I'm going to pull myself out. Mm.
I don't want to go. No, you're going. You're going on the trip.
I don't want to officially not get invited to the party.
Yep.
I want to. I know I belong in the party, but if you're not going to invite me, don't put me on a list.
Sometimes my son Jonah will throw food. We just say, nope, you're going to eat it. Here it is, even though he doesn't want it.
But I mean,
the other night, my wife told me to take out the garbage. I told her you cooked it, you take it out.
Think about how backwards the story is, though. It's not that the board of directors are removing Curt Schilling. They rejected his request to have him removed.
Yep.
So it's like, you're staying, buddy. You're
going
to hang out at this party and like it.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not.
Yes. The SEC presidents voted unanimously 14-0 to extend invitations to the University of Texas and the University of Oklahoma to join their conference on July 1st of 2025.
Zero.
Jeez, a lot's going on.
Yeah, Texas and Oklahoma are going to play next year in the Big 12, in the SEC next year.
The Packers and Aaron Rodgers finalized the restructured contract for the quarterback. It voids the 2023 season on his old deal and also prevents the Packers from pursuing any portion of his signing bonus.
So if he retires or something?
Relax.
Yes.
Why would they pursue his signing bonus unless he was going to retire?
That was just part of the details that are out there. I didn't do those. Relax. Do you have any control over your right arm right now, John Ramos? My goodness.
I told you. You're going to make a bunch of, you're going to have the stories, and then John is going to do something we're going to make fun of.
Oh.
Now we're making fun of the fact he can't stop laughing for something that's not that funny.
Relax.
A 97 drops in this press so far. We'll wrap it up with this. How about this trade offer? Philadelphia Inquirer, Keith Pompey said that the Sixers asked the Warriors for this in a proposed Ben Simmons trade. The Warriors would get Ben Simmons. Philadelphia wanted number 7 and number 14 in tonight's draft. James Wiseman, Andrew Wiggins, and 2 future first-round picks. That was the proposed offer that the Sixers gave the Warriors. The Warriors said thanks, but no thanks.
Steve Curry.
John Ramos, you can start laughing now because that's exactly
I agree with that.
That's what the Warriors are doing.
Stephen Curry!
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
I do think you're going to get a lot for him. Ricky Rubio just got traded. I didn't know Ricky Rubio was with the Cavs. No, they're acquiring the Cavs. I didn't know he's with the Timberwolves again. I had no idea. All right, I'll be on social media with the draft tonight if you have any questions or comments. And then we'll be watching the Olympics. Tomorrow, hosting The Herd. Ramos will be laughing here. Beyer, I think, is co-hosting. It'll be a lot more entertaining than my show. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.